Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Hello, friends on a holiday. How we doing?
How's everyone doing?
I didn't hear anything back. I think we're doing great.
We should have people text in. Are you working today or are you not working today? Like mattresses and ladders on the highway. What? I think it's a great idea.
Well, what do you dial it up? Are you working today or are you off?
Are you off? Because a lot of people have the holiday off for Juneteenth. Yep. Some people, like us, were so important. They're like, you guys have to be on. You have to work
today.
That's
right. Every holiday. I was here Memorial Day,
it's like
too.
Us and first responders. You got to be on the job.
That's what we should do. We should have people call into the station. Tom in Chesterfield, you're on the air. I'm off today. Thanks, Tom. We'll move on to the next thing.
100%. We're not joking. 314-436-7900. We want to know, are you working today? Are you not working today? I bet Harambe's off work.
Harambe's always watching. And,
yeah,
listening,
and listening
and texting and commenting. And you could do that, too.
You know what? We'll know if he doesn't comment. We'll know he's off doing something. Not
actually
working.
If he's, here's what I'll know. If he's, I'm going to assume that anybody who does not text us is not working, because I assume that they're all working while they're texting.
Oh, yeah. I always assume that, like, if you're off, you're not going to be sitting down watching us.
No.
I mean, maybe, but I wouldn't. I
don't. 314-436-7900. Join in, won't you? Text and call there. Odyssey app has a great feature called
great
the
feature.
Send a message feature, in which you can send a message.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it says send a message. You click that little button, send a message. We call it voice messages.
That's what I call them.
So leave us a message.
Many messages.
You can, if you want to, you can watch us. Watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
That is right. Today is Juneteenth, a day commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States. We're going to talk to Julia Clark from the History Museum about a celebration they have going on today. Also, another cool thing, we'll talk to Mark Sunlove from the Soldiers Memorial. A Tuskegee Airmen exhibit is starting today at the memorial right down here across the street from us at KMOX.
Very, very cool. And the city of St. Louis will pay a former police chief over his wife's death from falling concrete. You may remember the story from 2018. The woman was killed when concrete fell on the Lindell overpass onto Forest Park Parkway.
Cardinals will play two today, a doubleheader with the broadcast beginning at 12:15. They'll get started against the White Sox at the rate where John Rooney says there is no guarantee.
Which is true.
It used to be. Let me just say this,
yes,
about the Cardinals' opponent today. Game 2 of 3. They won the first game, rained out last night. So they'll play two today.
Mm-hmm.
the White Sox have somehow managed to, over about a 20-year period, have the worst naming rights deals for the stadium that they play in.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Cellular Field was a really bad name. Got used to it because you heard it over and over again, but U.S. Cellular Field.
But it's not catchy.
Not catchy. It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
They went from U.S. Cellular Field to Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah.
Which got heavily mocked.
Yeah.
And they deserved it. And then now they're just Rate Field. So.
Real quick. Who dropped the guarantee? The company or
the company.
Just the stadium?
Well, the company. The company.
The company.
Yeah,
the rate. It's just rate now?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what they do. Is it a financial?
Well, obviously they don't guarantee whatever rate they were giving.
Is it a mortgage place or something?
Like,
I don't
legally,
know.
Honestly, like, oh, guys, we can't have guarantee in the name.
Because you can't guarantee anything.
So we do rates. Let's call it that. Let's call it rate.
Do you know how lucky we are that it just, okay, so Busch Stadium is a naming rights stadium, basically. But it sounds good. And here's why it worked. And I think most people know the story about why Busch Stadium is Busch Stadium, because of the Busch family that owned Anheuser-Busch. Well, back when they were building Busch 2, mm-hmm. there was a rule Major League Baseball would not allow them
yeah.
to name their stadium after Budweiser. They wanted to call it Budweiser Field.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you can't name it after a beer. So the Busch family said, okay, fine. We'll name it after ourselves, the Busch family, mm-hmm. and then they made Busch Beer.
I love that story.
Which is awesome.
That's amazing.
Because you can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Tell me I can't name it after me? It's my stadium.
That's really good.
I love that
story. Do they still have the no alcohol rule?
No, because there you got Coors Field.
Oh, you're right. Coors Field.
Miller Park. It was Miller Park for a while.
Do you think it was after they made the Busch Beer? MLB is like, gosh darn it, those rascally kids did it again. And then they just had to allow people to name it after alcohol.
I don't know. I don't know when it changed, but I know it's a really great workaround.
That's a really good workaround.
But you have to, the only way you can pull that off is if you own a beer company.
Right.
And you have millions and millions of dollars.
And the stadium.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just an awesome
story. So if you're listening
yeah.
and you currently own a baseball team and want to build a stadium, that's how you do it. That's how you did. That's how you could do the workaround.
This is Johnny Walker Stadium.
Yeah.
I don't know if the, I'm trying to think right now, are there any other beer companies or liquor companies that have naming rights deals in any other sports?
You're right about Coors and then
Coors
Miller.
And Miller Park. It's not Miller Park anymore, but it used to be. I don't know.
Was
off the top of my head,
hard?
I can't think of any.
Was it difficult going to U.S. Cellular Field?
From Comiskey?
Yeah. Because Comiskey was
it's
legendary. I mean, people don't.
It's like anything else. I mean, Charlie Comiskey was a real piece of crap. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not any love for him. It was just the name, and people are comfortable with the name. It's like anything else. People don't want their mascots being changed because they're comfortable with what they are. Sears Tower became the Willis Tower when that company bought it, but a lot of people still call it Sears Tower. You know, it was just a thing that people don't get used to and they don't want to change with it.
Wasn't Candlestick Park like the worst
San Francisco,
the worst place to play, but it was, or maybe it was falling apart. I remember people talking disparagingly about Candlestick, but it's kind of a great name for a park.
Yeah.
Where do the Giants play now?
I can't think of what it's called now. Is it Oracle? No, that's, I cannot remember.
Did both?
It's Oracle?
Wait, but the 49ers and the 49ers. Because the 49ers played it. It was the San Francisco. Wait, the baseball and the
they
football
both
team
played
both
there
played
for
there.
A while.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So the Giants and what is the 49ers stadium called?
Right now, I keep forgetting. I feel like it starts with a G. Does it start with a G?
The
James?
49ers play in the Levi's Stadium. Is that right?
Man, I don't know. Dude, now we're playing a guessing game here, and I have no idea.
This is bad radio. But I didn't know Levi's had a stadium. James, is that right?
Yeah, it is Levi's Stadium, and it is Oracle Park for the Giants.
Okay, so Levi's, like the jeans?
Yes. Yes.
It says Levi's with an apostrophe S.
Okay, then it's
so
Levi's
assuming,
jeans.
But
yeah, because it's on the Levi's website. I love Levi's jeans.
I
Do people try to wear jeans there?
Sure.
I would always wear jeans to that stadium.
In the last 5 years, I will admit I've done a really poor job of remembering all the new naming rights deals.
You really have. Well, that's because you go from things like the Garden in Boston, right? Boston Gardens. Now it's TD Garden, which is fine. But you go from Candlestick Park to Oracle. Well, of course, everyone remembers Candlestick Park. Again, you know, like you said, Sears Tower, Willis Tower. I think there's something to be said for stadiums, venues that maybe they're junky and are terrible. But it's like if Wrigley Field were to change its name to Rocket Mortgage Field.
Well, there is a Rocket Mortgage Stadium, isn't there?
Probably.
I think the...
James is the best one here to tell us, and he keeps leaving the room. But Rocket Mortgage Stadium, wouldn't you always call it Wrigley? And people say, well, Wrigley Field was a dump. It doesn't matter. There's sentiment there.
Well, Wrigley... Okay, I may have the history wrong on this. Wrigley, I don't think, was intentionally named after the gum, but it was owned
by the family?
The Wrigley, yes. Mr. Wrigley.
Mr. Wrigley.
So, I mean, James, that actually works out well, I think.
Is there a Rocket Mortgage Field or park?
Isn't there a Rocket Mortgage? Not. I feel like it's an NBA arena. I don't know.
We were. I just really like the sentimental value of Boston Gardens and Candlestick Park. And if you start changing it to GoDaddy.com Field...
We have a text message from somebody who says it will always be Riverport Amphitheater.
100%. You know what's up.
No, it's Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
No, it's not. It's Riverport.
Well, it's not when we talk about it, like we're giving away tickets to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater for June 28th.
Well, it's also not Thunder Ridge Museum.
When the Outlaw... Well, I know that. The Outlaw Fest is happening with Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, and Nathaniel Ratliff. And that show... we're
going to
give away two tickets today, pair of tickets. So, got to be listening. And it's at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. By the way, Harambe is here. He has texted in and says he's at work. Production never sleeps. I don't know what he produces, but he says production never sleeps. We got a lot of people who are texting in.
That they're at work?
One person says, I'm off. I'm on. Not working in Edwardsville. I'm a teacher. Not working except mowing and laundry. I'm also working, Ryan and Kirkwood.
This is good. Tell us your name and where you are and if you're working or not working. We need these kinds of updates. 314-436-7900. Harambe is working. Who's not working in Kirkwood? Where?
Ryan and Kirkwood is also working.
Oh, good job, Ryan.
Yeah.
James had an update for us.
Yeah, just a Google search of Rocket Mortgage Field.
Yeah.
Pulls up Rocket Arena, apparently home of the Cavaliers.
Yes, I knew it was an NBA arena. I just couldn't remember who.
But that's the Rocket? It's Rocket Mortgage?
Yep.
I mean, all it says is Rocket Arena, but if you Google Rocket Mortgage Field, that's what pops up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, never mind. Well, we're not going to do this guessing, let's Google it game. We're not people.
See, this is where Google ruined radio. Do you know how many hours radio hosts have killed guessing and having callers call in with the correct answer?
Oh, my God.
If anybody out there knows where Rocket Mortgage Field is, and then 10 minutes goes by.
The depth of our collective knowledge used to be almanacs. Old information.
And the World Book. And remember how you would have to update the World Book?
How about an encyclopedia?
Loved encyclopedias.
Come on.
When I was little, I wanted to be either in the Olympics or in the encyclopedia. I figured that means I made it.
We have a message from somebody working for UPS today.
Nice.
They say short shorts and sunshine.
Oh, what can brown do for you?
To give you the shortest shorts possible. They do wear really tiny shorts.
It's like in Reno 911.
Yes.
That show where the police officer wears the really short shorts.
Yeah, they're like cutoffs.
Well, they know sex sells.
I think that from
United
now on.
United parcel sexiness.
Yeah, from now on.
Yeah.
I think all the UPS, FedEx, even postal workers
should wear short shorts.
Well, they should get to wear cutoffs if they want. Maybe I'll start a delivery service where it's cutoff jeans.
Yeah.
So you're wearing, and they got to be real short, like up to your groin.
Like Daisy Dukes?
Yeah. So sexy packages, that's what we'll call it.
No.
We'll call it nice package.
No.
That'll be the name of my, my delivery company. That's a good delivery service, nice package. Come on.
We'll get our packages.
Wow. This is a brilliant idea. Don't steal. If you're listening to the show, like Brian and O'Fallon, who says he's not working today, don't
Good
steal
job,
my idea. Don't steal my idea. New delivery service, and it's called Nice Package.
Because they're short shorts.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, today until 12, a little after 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because we have Cardinals baseball doubleheader today. It's a straight doubleheader. We'll talk to Julia Clark with the Missouri History Museum, a joyful Juneteenth celebration happening this afternoon. We're going to talk to her about that. Megan Eberhart is the director of fun for the Cardinals. She will be here in studio, I think. Yeah, she's coming in studio. We got a lot coming up on the show today. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got to hit something here, Ranj, that is... Okay, I think I told you that my algorithm on Instagram, I'm not on TikTok, but
I'm
on Instagram.
They call it an algo.
No, they don't. Yeah. Do they really?
For short.
Who's they?
The cool people in tech. It's called an algo.
Well, anyway, the algorithm, I've mastered it. It's all hiking and all mountains and national parks and forestry services, and I love it. And that way, it's not a bad, toxic feed. Actually, Instagram's always toxic, but at least I like the algorithm. And I'm seeing more and more popping up about, I had heard that millions of acres of public land could be for sale under the Big Beautiful Bill. And I thought, wait, surely not. Not you know, public lands in some of these parks where I've hiked. So I hope not national parks. Well, here's the thing. Under the current version of the Republican budget bill, over 2 million acres of public land would go up for sale across 11 states. So Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, who might need an intervention, he chairs the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. He included the sale of federal lands in a draft provision of the one big, beautiful bill. He said this is a way to boost domestic energy production. It creates new revenue streams, increases housing. The thing is, it is getting a ton of pushback from Democrats and other Republicans who are saying, no, our parks, our forestry services, our public lands, those should not be for sale. Montana Republican Ryan, I think it's Zinke or Zink. I don't know if it's Zinke. He's a representative. He has led an effort to take the land sales out of that version of the bill, saying it's a hard no on similar measures because the Wilderness Society found that more than 250 million areas currently under the Bureau of Land Acres, 250 million acres currently under the Bureau of Land Management and Forest Services are at risk of sale. We're talking Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. And so people are really pushing back, saying these public lands are a national treasure. And no, I get it. They're not going to sell Yosemite. I understand that. But there are other forests. There are other public and federal lands that people use for hiking, for camping. There are some beautiful lakes that I've been to, because sometimes when you're hiking and it's so beautiful, you're like, oh, I'm in a national park. Oh, no, wait, I'm just outside the national park and it's still so beautiful. Those would be for sale, like these beautiful spots that people take their families, and to think that that would be developed for housing is really, really frustrating and concerning. And I do hope that there is bipartisan pushback against this part in the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah, I hope there is, too. It's unnecessary. I don't think it does anything substantially better for the country. It doesn't make our lives any easier to do this. And in fact, it might make some even a little more difficult. And of course, this isn't as big of a deal as potential cuts to Medicaid, because there are people who, you know, they rely on that. And that is, for some people, literally life or death. So I think those sorts of things are, it's almost like, you know, you're already doing this big stuff and you're claiming that you're not. You're saying that you're not trying to cut Medicaid or Medicare or anything like that. But we know that they are trying to do it, and then people will lose coverage. So that's already bad enough. Mm-hmm. Then you go do this other little stuff, too, that really is, it's really only going to benefit a very small percentage of people who might be developers, for example. This will benefit developers. What do I care about developers that are in your pocket right now, that you are doing this just so that you can help them out?
So Senator King of Maine, he spoke. Now, this is a separate issue from selling the public lands. But he talked about the cuts to the National Park Service and the forestry services and how you are doing so much damage to those services, the public-facing services. I think the national parks actually are able to, I think they turn a quote-unquote profit in the sense that they are already understaffed. They're already streamlined. But so many Americans go to the national parks that the national parks are bringing in money for the U.S. government for the maintenance of these parks. And he said, you are doing so much damage to save $0. There's a little bit of audio from him testifying a couple days ago.
It's hard for me to understand how gutting America's best idea isn't America's worst idea. A 37% cut in the National Park Service budget, which was already underfunded, I don't believe is responsible. Here's some data. This is visitation at our national parks going back to 2010. The blue bars are visitation. The orange is staff at the National Park Service. So you can see there was already a growing disparity back in 2010. This is where staffing was. This is where visitation was. Here's where we are as of this budget. Right here. That's where we are as of this budget.
So what he was showing there in that graph is that they were already understaffed at the national parks, and visitation was skyrocketing. More and more Americans are saying, this is where we want to go. We want to be outside. We want to celebrate our country. We want to go to a place that's affordable, like not Disney World or Disneyland, which costs thousands of pounds, thousands of dollars. You can drive. You can take an RV to a national park. And so he's saying, here you are now cutting the staffing, cutting the budget by one third. And he pointed out at the end, he goes, I see this room I'm in, and they're in the, you know, the Senate room. What you've cut from the national parks is the equivalent of two credit cards stacked together if this room were the national debt.
Right. So it's not making a dent.
It's not making a dent.
Just like what Doge did.
It's the size of two credit cards. Yeah.
Yeah. Doge hardly made a dent, but it did end up wrecking a lot of things for a lot of people.
And this would be devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating to the parks. And now they want to sell some of the land.
And I'd be curious to see how it ends up affecting the Gateway Park, too. Because when we talked to Ryan McClure about it, he didn't really want to say anything about it because of his position as the director of the park. But I think you could read between the lines he was concerned. This was several weeks ago. What's going to happen? So I guess we'll find out. Hopefully nothing too bad. Amy Marks, Cora's Chris Ranji. When we come back, Julia Clark, African-American History Initiative Programming Specialist at the Missouri History Museum, will talk to us about the joyful Juneteenth celebration happening today. Julia's next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks scores with you and joining us now on this Juneteenth here in St. Louis is Julia Clark, African American History Initiative Programming Specialist at the awesome Missouri History Museum. She joins us today to talk about Juneteenth, and also specifically the Missouri History Museum is hosting a joyful Juneteenth celebration today. It starts at 4:30. It goes until 8 p.m. It is free. Want to let everybody know, and it's on the Emo Family Plaza, which is that main outdoor space outside the History Museum that you can see from Lindell. And I think the concert series is there out there on that plaza. So, Julia, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to talk about it.
So the Joyful Juneteenth Celebration at the Missouri History Museum, is this something that the History Museum has had for multiple years, or is this kind of the first big one that they're opening up to the public?
Yeah, so we've celebrated Juneteenth for very long time, actually, at the History Museum. But this year is a bit different than what we've usually done. So this year we have an evening of performances from local artists around St. Louis, from a step team, Gentlemen of Vision, to a soloist, Ida A. Day, a spoken word artist named Energy, and also a seven instrument jazz ensemble by Georgia May. So this is the first time we've kind of done a showcase of this size, not only with Black-owned food trucks, but also with performers, and really showing the beauty of Black culture in a way that is joyful, especially because our community needs it now more than ever, while also finding ways to give back to the community. So we're hosting a donation drive for tornado relief with the Everlasting Apostolic Church as well. So we're really trying to make it a multifaceted celebration where people can come and enjoy performances, enjoy food and drink, enjoy games that you would have normally played if you grew up in a Black household, and just a way for you to take a deep breath, relax, and reside in Black joy with us.
So the event is free, but you're encouraging people to make donations for tornado relief.
Absolutely. And those donations, we're doing a drive, so of supplies, but also we have a flyer that has tornado relief resources around the city. If you are not able to bring things like canned goods or hygiene products, you can absolutely make monetary donations to those organizations that are currently on the ground right now.
I want to talk more.
Oh, real quick, you're taking donations at the site.
Yes, we
right?
are.
So it's not like, hey, come back another time and bring
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, we're taking donations today. Yeah, good. At the site.
And I want to talk more about Juneteenth, but just specifically to tonight as well and the festivities. Like if someone's listening and saying, you know, I don't really know a lot about Juneteenth. I didn't grow up learning about it. Is it like grab your family, throw the kids in the car, let's go, and everyone's welcome to kind of learn about it as well?
Yeah, it definitely is. The one thing about the History Museum is we are always going to share the history of something, whether it's Juneteenth or whether it's the history of St. Louis, but we're also going to do it in a way that's really engaging and that's really open to everyone. So you can come and watch our performances tonight and also learn about the origins of Juneteenth, how they connect to our community, and how the legacy of Black freedom lives today. So it is truly a take everyone that you know, yeah. Put all the kids in the car, bring your friends, and come on down.
That's awesome. We were talking about this right before we went on air. I didn't grow up learning about Juneteenth, and now that I've learned about it in the past few years, I'm like, this is a really big deal. So for people who may not be as familiar or hear the name of the holiday and are like, okay, what is this, a new thing? Could you kind of let us know about it?
Yeah, so Juneteenth is a holiday that isn't new to many Black Americans. We have celebrated it for generations, and it is basically Black Freedom Day. So Juneteenth is about June 19th, 1865, which was when the last town that had enslaved African Americans, Galveston, Texas, they were finally informed that they were free. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, this is 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, wow. which freed enslaved people in the United States, but it took 2.5 years, not only because the news was held deliberately away from African Americans to keep them in chains, but also because it was hard to get word to travel to a town like Galveston, Texas in the first place. So really, it is our Black Freedom Independence Day. It is the day that we were able to finally act as citizens of this mm-hmm. country and not as property.
And it is, you still will find, I think, today, because I hear people object to celebrating this day. It seems like a weird idea to me. I don't know, why would we not want to celebrate the day that was officially done, right? So I don't know. That's just me personally. I don't really understand the objection to it. I why do you think that exists?
Yeah, I think objection to a lot of things exist because of ignorance. You just don't know enough about it. I think that a lot of, like you said, a lot of people were not taught about Juneteenth or taught about the history of African Americans in this country. And so it's very easy to say like, well, that doesn't really apply to me, so I don't think I should celebrate it. But in fact, I think that it is a really monumental moment in our country's history that we should acknowledge and celebrate, especially for the communities that were deeply affected mm-hmm. by it. And I really think it relates to everyone. It is about the Black American experience and the Black American community, of course. But I think that everyone can learn from Juneteenth.
No, I totally agree, because I think, Ronj, I've heard some of the pushback, like, well, we shouldn't have two independent days. And the thing is, like, well, no, we should. Because on 1776, Black Americans were not free, and we all know the famous phrase, a more perfect union. Juneteenth is this country taking a step, its first step to a more perfect union. It's this country trying to live up to the ideals that were laid out in the Declaration of Independence that until that time we hadn't lived up to. So to me, Juneteenth is something that all of us should celebrate and be excited about, and also acknowledge the shortcomings, how long our country lived falling short of what was laid out in the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely. Like
it's okay to do that. I think there are some people that just don't like the idea of having to feel like they're responsible for it, but no one's saying that, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you live today, you're not responsible for what happened 200 years ago.
And I think that our goal at the History Museum of celebrating mm-hmm. today as joyful Juneteenth mm-hmm. is not only to talk about the immense amount of struggle and oppression that have brought Black Americans to this point and that we've surpassed to create some of the greatest cultural icons and some of the greatest institutions yeah. that are claimed to be as American as can be. Not only that, but also to talk about Black joy and to celebrate everything that we have built, everything that we have become, and to really take a moment and take a breath and just be able to be in fellowship with one another. And so it's not about anyone's responsibility. And this holiday is really not about, you know, establishing guilt on anyone.
It's like moving forward.
Yeah. It's yeah. also about celebrating. It's about celebrating where we are and who got us here and what we've done with that.
You know, I think of that moment in Galveston, Texas, when the Black Americans there found out, okay, we're free. But what did those next few days and months look like? Because it's not like you have money in your pocket, like, oh, we're going to go build a home or get jobs. You're still at one. I assume that a lot of people were walking away with nothing and you're starting from scratch. And two, it's a lot of prejudice still that's probably keeping you from having those freedoms. So what did those days after Juneteenth look like?
Yeah, and I think not a lot of people know this, but when the enslaved people in Galveston, Texas were informed that they were no longer property, that they were no longer slaves, they were actually told you should stay and continue working for your enslaver, but this time request wages. And so a lot of times when we talk about Black freedom, we can talk about the things like the Emancipation Proclamation and Juneteenth that freed Black people politically, but really in reality, they didn't have many options. Mm-hmm. They still had that systematic oppression that kept them in the same place, working for the same people that had enslaved them before, but this time for very minimal wages. And so Juneteenth is not just about Black people being freed from the horrible situation of enslavement, but it's also about how Black people, despite being free, still are not given equal access back then or today mm-hmm. to the same things that would allow a free person to live independently.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that there was still so much legalized racism and prejudice. We're going to be talking about the special exhibit honoring the Tuskegee Airmen in the next hour at the Soldiers Memorial. But you had those men fighting in World War II for a country that didn't let them eat at certain hotels or at certain restaurants. And obviously we're the Cardinal Station, and hearing the stories of like Bob Gibson and Lou Brock winning the World Series, but then they couldn't eat with the rest of the team. That was not that long ago. That blows my mind.
It really wasn't. It seems like it was. I mean, what, 1960s? But it's true. It's not that long ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think some people feel like it's, well, we're so far past that, and not really.
Yeah, we're really not that far removed, especially I think growing up, you know, as a Black woman, mm-hmm. my father, my mother, my grandparents, we are not very far removed from the reality that they lived in. And I think it's also the fact that Juneteenth is a Black American holiday because Black Americans were forced to build this country, but also love it enough to critique this country mm-hmm. and to continue to make it better. Every movement that we've seen, whether it's the women's rights movement, the civil rights movement, disability rights movement, queer rights movement, have been led by Black Americans. And that is because we were brought here against our will, but we have used our will and our position to really make this place better for everyone.
And I know, like we said, it's a joyful Juneteenth. And we've talked about, obviously, a lot of the challenges and the obstacles in the history of this country, but I like the focus on the joyful, the moving forward. Do you feel that, whether it's unity or support or lots of reasons to be joyful?
Yeah, I think that with what we, and when I say we, I say as a community in St. Louis, what we have endured this past month with mm-hmm. the May 16th tornado, it has been hard to find moments to be joyful, but I think the response, the way that organizations like For the Culture STL and Action STL have been on the ground with the people's response and the way I've seen people collaborate is a great way to find joy. I think the History Museum also has continued to share the story of all St. Louisans, remains committed to the mission of sharing everyone's story that makes up our beautiful city and our beautiful country. And so I think that there's moments of joy that can be found in any situation, even the ones that are not always the best.
And I'll just add, too, because there's so much history that people can go, they can learn 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. But St. Louis and the role our city played as this country figured out what it was doing regarding slavery and civil rights. We just had the old courthouse redone, renovated. Yep. I mean, the Dred Scott decision was right there. It's down the street from us. And again, I think it's so important to learn all of this history. And St. Louis was at the crux of it a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah.
today will be great. 4:30, everything gets started.
Yes.
And that is at the Emo Plaza?
Yes. It'll be the front, like you said, facing Lindell. From 4:30 to 6:30, we have a happy hour. We're going to have Black-owned food trucks and a drink truck as well that has themed alcoholic drinks after some famous Black St. Louisans. So you can learn while you sit.
Well, I know what I'm going to be visiting.
Well, absolutely. Yes. We have games that you normally would have played if you grew up in a Black household. Things like spades, dominoes, Uno for us newer folks. And so we really want it to feel nostalgic. We really want it to feel celebratory. And then our evening of performances with our amazing performers begins at 6:30 and will go until 8.
You think someone loves you until they throw you a draw four in Uno.
I have not played Uno since I was like a child.
You should come down because Uno gets real intense.
And it's ugly.
It gets real intense.
People flipping tables over?
You would be surprised. My family game night was...
My great-grandma threw the Scrabble board.
What? What's going on in your house? So today at the History Museum, and again, donations for tornado relief today?
Yes. Donations for tornado relief will be accepted the entire time, so from 4:30 all the way to 8 p.m. We're asking, we have on our website, you can go on mohistory.org, a full list of what people's needs are and things you can bring. We will also have pamphlets that have tornado resources for other organizations doing the work around the city as well.
Julia Clark from the Missouri History Museum, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Did you see this?
I don't know.
Workdays used to mean something. The old workday. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're going to get to that. We want you to hear from you whether you're working or not. But workdays used to mean something, but now they mean less and less. It's what they're calling the infinite workday. It's where, because you have remote work, because everyone has their phones on them, because you can access email at any time, that people are never not working. So according to some numbers, and this was done by Microsoft, they determined that Microsoft determined that 40% of people online are online at 6 a.m. checking work email.
Ew.
Yep. Also, Teams becomes the primary communication platform within the Microsoft environment by 8 a.m. Midday, half of meetings take place between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. And meetings after 8 p.m. are up 16% from last year. And the average employee sends or receives more than 50 emails outside of 9 to 5 hours.
Too connected.
So they're calling it the infinite workday. We are too connected. That's why I go to the mountains. You want to know why? No service. When I was in Yosemite, we hadn't even hit the entrance to Yosemite. And all the bars were gone and my phone just said SOS. And I was thrilled.
That's probably a nice feeling, but also a little, you know, you
look, you don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, and you want to be reachable, kind of.
So I'm not. I mean? So here's what I have: a little GPS thing that you can push in an emergency, and they can track you by satellite. That way, I don't die.
Did you see that Elon Musk's SpaceX Starship rocket exploded?
An unscheduled rapid disassembly?
No, it didn't even make it off the platform.
Oh, no.
They were doing a test. It was a test flight last night, about 11 o'clock local time, and the thing just... It looked like that scene in Oppenheimer when they're doing the Trinity test. It was amazing.
Yeah. Well done, Elon. They don't know. I heard they don't know what happened.
Yeah. Not yet. I'm sure they'll figure it out.
They said it was, quote, an anomaly.
Elon was on Twitter and called it he said it was just a scratch, is what he said. He's being funny because he's hilarious.
He's hilarious. Hey, we still want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. Call or text. Are you working today? We just want to know, like, hi, I'm Bob and O'Fallon. I'm not working.
Got a message here that says I'm off today, but I'm working anyway.
Whoa. Don't do that.
Yeah, what's the matter with you? Use your time off. That's what I would do if we had holidays around here.
Yeah, I bet someone in Kirkwood. Who was that guy in Kirkwood that's working?
Ryan.
I bet he really wants to not be working right now. And you're just throwing it in his face by going to work anyway.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. The Cardinals have a doubleheader today at Rate Field in Chicago to face the White Sox, who stink. Matt Pauly joins us next on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.